Do you have a personal trainer? Are they certified? Probably, you say? Well, to make sure, last year the D.C. City Council passed and the mayor signed into law the Health Occupations Revision Act of 2014. It will register all personal trainers in D.C. Next month, regulators on the Board of Physical Therapy will come up with rules for them. Critics say it's a scramble for the money unleashed by Obamacare, which pays for some preventive care initiatives. And companies like CrossFit worry that the plan will roll out nationwide and cost them millions to bring their staffs up to code. Philip Godfrey is the founder of Medical Exercise Trainers. They are based in D.C. And Phil, you're against this plan for your personal trainers. Why?
It's about democracy. The effort to regulate in D.C. fitness professionals came from the D.C. Board of Physical Therapy. I mean, we didn't have any representation on that board. We're asking now for a board as we go through these regulations of fitness professionals. We all need representation and a vote.
Well, you're not saying that there shouldn't be some kind of requirement across the board, even requirements?
I think if you do that, it needs to be broad and it needs to be market flexible. As a matter of fact, it's timely that the White House just released a big study from the Department of Treasury and the Department of Labor on occupational licensing, and they said it could be implemented to have health and safety protections and benefits to workers. However, it's difficult to work across state lines in many instances. So too often they said that policymakers don't carefully weigh the cost and benefits of how many jobs you lose versus how much are you really protecting the public.
But right now, you're a certified medical exercise specialist.
Right.
You hire people. You want to make sure they know what they're doing. So
absolutely.
Who certified you and how do you know the people you hire are good?
I was certified by the American Academy of Health, Fitness, and Rehabilitation Professionals. They've been providing the medical exercise specialist certification for over 20 years. And when we hire, we typically look for either someone who's had a nationally recognized certification and has years of experience, or they have a degree in the field and a certification, and then we put them through an advanced level medical fitness certification.
So you test people, but we understand that there's mm-hmm. the International Fitness Professionals Association, the Academy mm-hmm. of Applied Personal Training Education, tons of others. You know, wouldn't it be better for consumers? Because how do they know what a framed certificate on the wall is? Wouldn't it be better for consumers if there were regulations across the board so that they understood exactly who they were working with?
I think, you know, do consumers know every acronym behind the doctor's name or your physical therapist that has multiple certifications on top of their physical therapy license? I don't know that consumers know everything about everything, and the government doing some oversight on that is definitely needed. But to what extent, if it's going to be across the board, it needs to be broad enough and market flexible, because you have disruption in markets now. Uber and cab drivers is a good example, and we're going to see that here in the fitness industry as well over the years. So we have to be flexible enough with the regs to allot for any new concepts behind physical fitness. Physical therapists, you know, their predominant role is acute care for injuries most of the time. So you have a point A to point B that you need to get, and then you're out of physical therapy. So having a protocol for that, because you have an injury, say an ACL tear, and they need to get you back to, you know, with functional outcome measures for that. You know, with fitness, it's a journey. One fitness program may work for one person, but not another. And I think that's why we have so many different certification bodies in the industry that have different programs on how to achieve fitness. And you could still provide them safe and effectively when done correctly.
Well, I was thinking that, you know, physical therapists, it's my presumption, maybe I shouldn't presume, that there has to be some study involved.
Yes.
With trainers, mm-hmm. I'm not sure that there does across the board. And sometimes no. It's the trainers that end up sending you to the physical therapist. If mm-hmm. they end up, so shouldn't there be just some kinds of requirements of trainers?
Like I said, it should be broad, identifying the number of hours for education and hands-on training. I think the biggest piece in our industry is who's training the trainer. A lot of our certification bodies do a read a book and take the test type approach, and it's a hands-on profession. It's physical fitness. So I do think we have to elevate our standards in the industry.
Well, tell us, in the meantime, while we wait to see how this unfolds, from your professional vantage point, mm-hmm. what should people look for in a physical trainer?
you know, look at their education and their years of experience, really check their certification website. And most of them have websites, so you can go, and if they don't, you definitely may want to question it. But go to the website and make sure, look at what their standards were to acquire that certification. And then you can even call and see if they're still certified. And all the certification bodies, most of them, whether they're accredited or not accredited, they usually have 1 or 2 year continuing education requirement. So make sure that they're recertified.
That's Philip Godfrey, co-founder, president, and CEO of Medical Exercise Trainers in Washington, D.C., as the Capitol considers these new regulations for trainers. Phil, thanks for speaking with us.
Yes, ma'am.